This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can we begin this segment, the top of the hour, a little different than most? I want to play some of the things that we haven't talked about in a while, and some of them we have. And I'm going to introduce each clip, but I got to tell you, I look back at these things that we didn't cover, and some of them are just, they deserve only tidbits of information, but there is so much here that we could talk about. Let's begin. Which clips did you guys have? I don't want the Fetterman missing votes. He's back. He's supposed to be coming back really soon. But how about, let's start with Scaramucci on Biden's strategy.
Anthony, what do you think? I mean, do you think that there is going to be a sort of a weight of more indictments coming? I mean, if that will that have an impact?
See, I have a different take on all this. I do think that's going to impact him. It'll be very time-consuming. But I think the absence of his family members in this campaign is going to knock him out of the race. He just doesn't do well without them. He ran Trump Organization with them, reality television with them, the White House with them, the 2016 campaign and the 2020 campaign. They want nothing to do with this campaign, Anderson, and they were conspicuously absent from the courtroom. So I think he's going to have a hard time. He may not even make it to the Iowa caucuses, not because of anything other than the combination of the lawsuits and the family's absence. It may not be anything to do with the Republican adversaries that he's facing.
Wait, so you think he might actually drop out?
Well, he would fake an illness or something like that. You know, he would come up with a very clever excuse. But I don't, you know, listen, you get hit with two more lawsuits like this, maybe another arrest and arraignment in Georgia, and your family's nowhere to be seen, and you're somebody like Donald Trump. It's possible. You can't rule it out. Let's put it that way. These people that see him as indestructible at age 78 and he's going to ride himself back into the White House, I think that's also far-fetched.
Welcome back, folks. I know you probably, well, Kevin, you said he was talking about Biden. He was. A weight of more indictments. Who do you think is going to face more indictments, Trump or Biden? Think about it. Don't just go, oh, it's Kevin or after Donald Trump. They are, but they're also after Joe Biden. And whether people want to believe this or not, the Democrat Party is far more in disarray than Republicans. We don't see it because we are bombarded with everything they try to sell us. But internally, if you don't think that Joe Kennedy is serious about beating Biden, and Gavin Newsom knows that Gavin Newsom would absolutely, he'd light Biden on fire if he could. Don't believe any of the hype of these people. More lawsuits, more arraignments. Make Trump stronger. Go for it. It may not make the Iowa caucuses. Sounds more like Joe Biden to me than it does Trump. Fake an illness? Who do you think needs to fake an illness more? Trump or Biden? I love when leftists come out and describe what I'm thinking in my brain for them. Now, I won't dismiss this other stuff. Oh, more lawsuits, more this. Yeah, but it's water on a duck's back. Trump's not worried about that. Time-consuming? Oh, and what about the absence of his family members? Who cares? I mean, maybe with the exception of Melania, but I think Melania will be happy to watch her husband win back the presidency. I think she knows what's really going on in their lives. As far as the kids go, being honest with you, I kind of hope they back up a little bit. Ivanka's not a solid conservative, but she did a good job in what she did. But, you know, she, Jared Kushner, brought all the other, you know, unflattering media. Trump doesn't need it. He could go it alone. Where's Biden's family? Where was James during his campaign? You know who didn't show up to Joe Biden's campaign? Joe Biden? Forget about James. Forget about Hunter. Forget, Dr. Jill was there to prop him up.
Say this, say that, say this, do that, do this.
Joe Biden wasn't even in his own campaign. What are you talking about? Donald Trump, oh, well, the kids aren't going to be there and they're not going to be there. Trump won't miss anybody. Trump is a one-man wrecking crew in a good way. Oh, what about this story? Doesn't deserve a whole segment, but certainly something that we as conservatives can hang our hats on a little bit. I'm not going to talk much about it. Just let you listen to her say what she had to say. This is Tricia Cotham.
Modern-day Democratic Party has become unrecognizable to me and to so many others throughout this state and this country. The party wants to villainize anyone who has free thought, free judgment, has solutions, who wants to get to work to better our state, not just sit in a meeting and have a workshop after a workshop, but really work with individuals to get things done, because that's what real public servants do. If you don't do exactly what the Democrats want you to do, they will try to bully you. They will try to cast you aside.
Well, she's saying, what she's saying without saying is that Democrats don't want to get anything done. Again, that was Tricia Cotham. I think she's in North Carolina. I don't know where. You can look it up. But she's saying what many frustrated Democrats are saying. And if the media were genuine about it, they would tell you that a lot of these Democrats want to switch over. And if the Democrats had any guts or other, you know, items that could be helpful from a male perspective, they would switch and be happy about it. But a lot of these guys, the reason why they don't do that is because they don't want to leave that cult. Speaking of which, Joe Biden's going to get some competition. Maybe we'll get to that this hour. Let's play this clip. It's pretty short. It is Matt Taibbi, who they sent the IRS to him, but he's on MSNBC talking about Russiagate. Well, he mentioned it because of just some things that came up in the discussion. Here he is.
Your own words, Matt. You crossed that line and must have you. Those are your words.
The hilarity of this coming from MSNBC, which did nothing but vomit up fake Russiagate stories that came straight from the FBI for six consecutive years that you guys still haven't apologized for.
I wasn't there in that period, so I've got nothing to apologize. I'm asking you your words.
Lots more coming up on the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. Hope you stick around.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You would think it would be enough for the Democrats to just keep Trump in trouble with porn gate or hooker gate or whatever gate you want to call it. I mean, why try to blame Donald Trump for something else that he didn't do? And in this particular case, it's the Afghanistan withdrawal. That's what the Biden administration is doing, folks. They're blaming Trump for something that they did. And I love these kind of stories because they so illuminate how the left works. It doesn't matter. It can be their fault, but they will spin it so that it's Trump's fault. The one thing you got to appreciate about Trump, he didn't blame Obama. He was like, you know what? I'll blame Obama, but I'm going to fix the problem. Obama did this. They lied. They did this, that. But it wasn't like, this is my excuse not to work for you. This is not my excuse to tell you that I can't get it done. I'm going to get it done in spite of them. But I want you to understand their real issue, their problem. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255.
Just to follow up on my colleague's questioning about the blame assigned to the previous administration. Specifically, how is the Trump administration who gets to board evacuation flight?
I'm not going to go beyond the review, the document that you have today or my comments today. But I'm actually glad for the question. Because I remember going through all that. And those first few days were very, very tough. They were very hectic because we didn't have a force presence at Karzai International Airport. And we were still in the process of taking those pre-positioned forces and getting them onto the field. And we got them there within 48 hours. And about 72 hours after that, that airport was basically, for all intents and purposes, American property, surrounded by the Taliban and ISIS-K. So they not only had to run an airport, get the radars up and going, do air traffic control, get planes coming in and getting them loaded, have medical screening, have security vetting, have diplomatic presence on the ground to make sure that we're putting the right people on planes, but also defend that airport from external threats. That's pretty remarkable. And so for all this talk of chaos, I just didn't see it. Not from my perch. At one point during the evacuation, there was an aircraft taking off full of people, Americans and Afghans alike, every 48 minutes. And not one single mission was missed.
Wow, man, the level of distortion. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That was John Kirby. Explain. Really? I'm glad for the question. The first few days were very tough. We had no force presence. What he's saying is, in knowing that we are going to be evacuating troops, Americans, rather, and troops from Afghanistan, we had no presence at the airport. And then he brags that they got them there within 48 hours. You know, by the way, while we're doing all that, he says 72 hours later, the airport was American property. Surrounded by the enemies, but it was our property, man. We owned it. There was no chaos. Did you guys remember... Wow. You remember those people falling from the airplane as it was going into the sky? They liken this to our forced evacuation out of Vietnam, which, by the way, I don't know which was worse. This is, when you think about John Kirby, who I think he was an admiral, right? This is a high-ranking military guy, and he's describing what could be nothing. There's no other way to put this, and it was a cluster duck. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And he's saying, no, there was, from my vantage point, no chaos. It was all good. That floors me. And it actually goes to prove, metaphorically, everything that we talk about all the time, about you can't believe the left. Right is wrong, up is down, left is right, truth is a lie is the truth. For him, that is his truth. And they blame Trump. It was Trump's fault. I heard one clip where they said, Donald Trump didn't give us the right. It was a second clip where people really went after him and said, that's just BS. But it was like Donald Trump didn't set it up right for us. We went in with all the problems that we face because of his commitments to getting it out. Here's what I will make you a bet. We'll never know. But I would bet you, overwhelmingly, people would say this, that if Donald Trump had been president during the time of this Afghanistan withdrawal, we would not have lost 13 Marines. The Taliban would have left us alone. I could go on. There would have been none of the things that we're talking about right now. But because Trump is declared for 2024, despite all the efforts to kill him and burn his carcass, he has survived. And that's why we're in the middle of Porngate. But when they can't get him with Porngate, they have a strategy. Okay, so let's recycle. Okay, it was his chance. It was Donald Trump's fault with Afghanistan. Release a report. Blame Trump. Media will pick it up. We'll reset the narrative. Oh, they won't show any pictures of these people hanging off of airplanes. People literally on the wheel wells
and everything else, trying to get down the way. They won't talk about the Americans left behind. And I don't know if you guys remember those video calls. We had the audio of those calls where they were like, just get us out of here, please. They couldn't meet people at rendezvous points. You remember the British Secret Service and other secrets, and even the French Secret Service had to go, or Special Forces rather, British Special Forces and French Special Forces had to go rescue Americans. You can't screw up a withdrawal from Afghanistan like that of Obama unless you were a politically incompetent, brain-dead moron with an egotistical wife and a crackhead business partner. That's what it takes for you to screw it up the way they did it. The official administration review spells out that Biden's choices for how to execute a withdrawal from Afghanistan were severely constrained by conditions created by his predecessor. I ask you this very simple question, folks. How could it possibly be Joe Biden's fault? He had plenty of time. It happened, I believe, in August. He had been appointed president in the coup for months. They knew it was coming. How could it possibly be his fault? Right? These people are unbelievable in their treachery. Let's never forget those 13 Marines.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. 4 victims and the shooter are dead. 8 people in the hospital, 2 of them in critical condition, after a shooting inside a bank in downtown Louisville, Kentucky this morning. 2 of the wounded are police officers. Police believe the shooter was a former employee of the bank. Former President Trump's lawyers are appealing a judge's decision ordering former Vice President Pence to testify in the special counsel's January 6th investigation. The French, not the only ones who oppose raising the retirement age. New survey finds most of us in the USA oppose it. Some have suggested raising to beyond 67, the age at which you receive full Social Security benefits. 65% of those responding to the survey say no. The FBI is warning you to not use public phone charging stations. It says criminals are using those stations for so-called juice jacking, infecting phones with malware. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden's woke military. Oh, my goodness. It looks like the Joe Biden's military just told Victoria's Secret, hold my beer. Now the U.S. Armed Forces will allow fatties. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Oh, I said fatties. I'm not holding back on the chubs, the chubsters. No, sir. And I know, it's politically incorrect to call fatties fatties. To paraphrase the great bard Shakespeare, a fatty by another other name, would it still be as rotund? Oh, man. The little cherubs are out there, Kevin. Stop it. Let me tell you something. There's a lot of fat people in my family. In fact, I got a little bit too much shed over my own personal tools right now. Okay? You get what I'm saying? I picked up some weight. I'm actually talking about myself. I got to lose about 20 to 25 pounds when I hit the road. And certainly if I'm going to train to do this thing I've been talking about doing for 5 years... which I don't know, I'm getting too old, I may not be able to do it. But the point is, I'm a chubby. I'm a chubster. Got a little bit too much girth right now. And that's okay. I know it. You can even say it and I won't be mad at you. This is what I like about being a dude, too. We can talk about weight. I can see one of my buddies say, dude, you look like, boy, you look fat. Yeah, man, I tell you what, blah, blah, blah. We don't have a problem calling it out. Now, I would never say it to a woman. Even a friend, a good friend woman, you can't be like, hey, girl, you look like you're gaining some weight. I do it with my sister. I'll be like, hey, did you eat the baby? But anybody else? No. Mm-mm. Taboo. That's one of those unspoken things. But that's what I like about being a dude is we can call each other out. Are your feet as fat as your head? You picked up some weight, boy. I mean, stuff like that. But the point is, okay, You get a little older, you can't keep the weight off unless you're really working at it. There's some people that just have that metabolism. I got a friend, he just opened up a martial arts school, John 67, and he's skinny. And he's got a tight core. I don't know. Whatever. Two interesting things are occurring, folks, in Joe Biden's military. And as it turns out, nobody wants to be in Joe Biden's military. I call them F Troop. You remember that show? These incompetent military guys that bungle their way but somehow got it done. The good military men and women either bide their time to get their max benefits or they are ready to leave Joe Biden's military. And who could blame them? Biden's answer to this mass exodus? Well, reduce the restrictions. So that you're no longer getting the best, but let's let the fatties in. Now, before I get to Biden's bonehead solution for military readiness, I remind you that the Biden administration recently redefined BMI.
body mass index. You know, they calculate, they squeeze your body and they say, okay, well, you have a body mass index of 31 based on a pinch of fat. And to be honest with you, I've always been critical of it, because if you pinch fat, some people gain fat, you know, like they can be fat in the midsection but have little bitty legs and could probably outrun you. But other people, they gain fat and they get, you know, big at the bottom. But, and then there's some that kind of can put weight all over their bodies. Bodies are different. And this idea that there's this one way to measure, I've always thought was stupid. But at least it was a measure. Well, Joe Biden says, and if they really got experts to look into it, I will tell you, I have no problem with it. But how are you going to really measure? You know, you say, here's the way we're going to do it today. Why is it not going to change? Look at what happened with how they calculate inflation. In the 1980s, Joe Biden's inflation would be at 30% right now. Now it's only 6-7%. Yeah, what are you feeling? Have you only felt a 6-7% increase in the stuff that you use? Because I can tell you that is a blatant lie, at least in my life. So I don't. If the government said we're going to recalculate, fine, but not under Biden. See, because Biden's not recalculating, in my opinion, for the better. Now, as I said, I don't think a BMI is a barometer for health, and I know that there are people that I know. In fact, I remember fighting a guy in the ring, and he was a chubby dude. He was what we would call big boned. But the dude was in great shape. He could fight all day. And I've fought skinny people that didn't have 30 seconds of cardio. You sit there and you go, why would you even get in the ring? You got to go work on some cardio. But it is a measure. Typically, if I see somebody kind of overweight, it tells me, okay, they're sedentary. Probably don't run on a routine basis, probably over, you know, probably not really watching their diet. I mean, it's an indicator, but it isn't an end-all, be-all. But I go back to this. I don't want an administration led by a pathological liar to change the stats on anything, because I don't trust Biden's government. Now, let's go back to the military. So, now that American fatties were slimmed down by royal edict. In other words, Joe Biden said, hey, the BMI that used to be 30 is now a 20. So you're no longer fat, fatty. He's doing it to this bloated military. And the pun was intended. The Air Force, I read this story, eased restrictions on body fat for recruits who want to become airmen. The percentage of body fat allowed has been raised from 20% to 26% for males, and from 28% to 36% for females. So they raise it 6% for the dudes and 8% for the women. And here's what the guy said. The Air Force is looking to open the aperture on qualifying a broader pool of young Americans, fatties, for service in the Air Force. These changes bring the Air Force in line with DOD policy. This is from Leslie Brown, Air Force Recruiting. So they're now within the standards of the new DOD to bring in fat people. And again, I do not care. If you, I don't know even what the restrictions are about. Why don't you, you know, in other words, if you can come out and you can make the Air Force, and whatever those physical nature is, I don't care if you weigh 600 pounds. Now, if you say, well, Kevin, we can't have them weigh 600 pounds because we can't get them inside of a tank. Okay, then make them in the tank. But I get it. Or you can't have a 600-pound pilot. I understand. I get those restrictions. But if you say, oh, I'm going to be Air Force maintenance on helicopters, and you can fit in a rack and you can get through the door on the, you know, of your barracks, what do I care? You know, most of the people in the military are just going to do menial jobs. In other words, they're going to be mechanics, they're going to be cooks, they're going to be cleaning people. And, oh, let me put it this way. It's called the Air Force. Are the only people they hire are pilots? Of course not. They got to hire. They got to have somebody doing everything. So what is the restriction for? Okay. So how, can we just stop there and say we don't really need the restriction? Let me put it a different way. In the civilian world, if you had to hire by BMI, wouldn't you be in some big trouble? And while we're on the subject, isn't that discriminatory for, to some degree? So, again, I don't care that you hire fatties. But don't you... Oh, we're easing it because we need people to come in to do... But you should have been easing this because there are 80% of the things that need to be done for the Air Force have nothing to do with your health and fitness. Zero. It has to do with your competency. But if you are going to change it, don't make that the excuse. Well, we're broadening the thing because a lot of people don't want to come in because they feel like they can't make it. They're too heavy. It's not the reason. The Air Force doesn't want to admit that nobody wants to join its ranks while Joe Biden is president. Nobody wants to be in a military where you can't be in the military. And his new body fat standards are part of just a ruse to make people believe that, well, the reason why recruiting is down is because of, you know, we've been too restrictive. We've been too difficult to get into. We've been too tough. Okay, well, let's just play along. If that's the case, don't you want the best of the best? I mean, between us girls, if you gave me the choice between having a fit cook and an unfit cook, I do want the best, and they're equal cooks. I want the fit cook in the military. So let's be clear. Like with the police, we have the same problem in the military. Nobody wants to serve during the time of crazy. And that's where we are with Joe Biden as president, time of crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
This finish out the show. A few clips that we hadn't played. Here's the one that's probably, we should probably save this for the end, but I'm not going to do it. This is the one that gets me. It was a Laura Ingraham interview or segment where she talked about the Proud Boys. And I remind you that this guy, a QAnon shaman, got released in January 6th because they saw the video. And this guy did nothing wrong. Capitol Hill police were right with him. And I hope his lawyer gets him completely exonerated. Because it's insane. It's insane to me what's happening to him and many others. But anyway, I want to play this clip because it showcases how the left and how the FBI did what they did to people, and what we've now subsequently found out about J6, what we will eventually find out even more, and as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast the other day, well, was it today or yesterday? I don't remember, but I mentioned that this thing's not over.
they can go after Trump all they want, but what's going to happen is the spotlight will be back on the Biden family and the Democrats and leftism in general. Here's a clip.
And yesterday, in a separate proceeding, attorneys for the Proud Boys revealed at least 40 undercover informants were doing surveillance on the defendants that day, including 13 working in the D.C. Metro Police. New court documents claim it was those officers instigating the crowd, even yelling, "Stop the steal." So if folks on the left are going to use the events of January 6th as a pretext for labeling and targeting conservatives as insurrectionists, well, guess what? You better give people the full scope of the government's involvement here and do it now.
Again, welcome back, folks. Always, as I say, I like to ask Democrats and leftists, what if this is true? I mean, I don't know if it is. Proud Boys lawyers have presented it. They certainly believe it. They probably had the evidence to prove it. Is it far-fetched? Do you believe it? Do you believe that 40 informants worked with the Democrats, 13 of them being D.C. police, in order to try to get to incite violence among Trump supporters? I certainly believe it. So what happens when the bow breaks, when there's a crack in the dam? You get what I'm saying? I ask Democrats this all the time. Now, that being said, I will tell you, they're dogmatic. Lawrence and I were talking about this. Lawrence works for Seeking Educational Excellence. And Lawrence and I, we were talking about this. And essentially, he said, there's some people that you're never going to get through to them. And I said, oh, you can get through to them. I said, but it has to be personal. Many people will ignore something until it's personal. For example, kidnapping. I had a friend, they're not a rich family. Their granddaughter got kidnapped. Up until meeting them, I didn't even know anybody who'd been kidnapped. I knew anecdotally that people do get kidnapped, but I didn't know anybody that suffered from it themselves. And I was having lunch with the matriarch of that family, waiting on her husband, and we were talking about something, and she says, well, Kevin, you do know that our granddaughter was kidnapped. I was like, what? And she tells me this story, and I hadn't even given two seconds of thought about kidnapping. What does that mean when somebody kidnapped you? You know, what did it take you through? Because if you're a parent and your child disappears from your view for more than 5 seconds, depending on their age, you could be in a panic mode. Where are you at? Oh my gosh! Oh, here you are. It's frantic. You go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. It isn't... I mean, you're burning rubber. So, here's what I will tell you. Once it occurred, they're telling me, Kevin, here's what happened, here's this. We're very secretive about this, with this, that. I got it. It explained so much. So, I was telling Lawrence, when something, they probably never thought about kidnapping. They're not super rich. Now, if you are super rich, you have kidnap insurance. That's how much it's on your brain. I got to protect the kids. I got to protect myself. I got to have an insurance policy that says anything happens to me, you can get the money. So, there you go. Going back to these informants. Proud Boys, I don't know if most people know this, but that's a gay group of gay conservatives or gay Republicans. I guess they're like the log cabin Republicans. And they are constantly criticized as being they're gay dudes. And they will fight. And make no mistake about it, just because somebody, I'm gay, well, they may not be a bottom, as they like to call it in the gay community. They may be a top, meaning he's a dude that likes to mess around with other dudes. Well, you can't be a chump. You don't want to mess around with a dude, because even if you solicit him, yo, Kev,
looking mighty good in those jeans. I go, well, Bill, I'll tell you what, I do, but let's just understand, you're never going to see what's under these jeans. It takes a lot of guts. You got to be dealing with real men when you come onto them, you know what I mean? So these guys, these butch gay guys, don't be stereotyping these dudes and thinking it's a bunch of village people dudes, you know, with exposed buttock jeans wearing. Yeah, there's some gay guys that will strap it on you. And I've known, I know one gay guy, openly gay, that I fought with in the when I was in martial arts. And, you know, we knew he was gay. It was just no big deal. Didn't care about showering with him or whatever, but we knew he was gay. His name was Mike. He was a middleweight, very tough middleweight. But it was no big deal. I mean, it was kind of like, oh, wow, okay. I didn't know. And it's funny because one of my friends went, you know, Mike's gay. And I was like, really? Mike? He goes, yeah. And that was it. That was our conversation. I remember we were going into the shower, me and my non-gay friend. We had a date in the shower. We had a workout. We were going to take a shower, and we saw him. And I think Mike was getting ready to fight for the middleweight belt. And it was like, hey, Mike, hey. And then my buddy goes, hey, man, you know Mike's gay, right? And I was like, no. I was like, really? Because, yeah. Wow. No, I didn't know. Anyway, we just went to shower. That was it. So, not a big deal. But anyway, go back to these informants and the Proud Boys. Proud Boys are gay guys. And they are not afraid to strap it on. Well, wrong terminology. They're not afraid. They're not afraid to get in the mix when it comes to, like, protecting their rights. I met some of them at a 2A rally. They gave me their card. I noticed they didn't have a phone number. Didn't have any, and I was like, kind of tough to track you guys down. They go, man, we'd love to have you come, you know, speak at our event or something. I was like, man, anytime. And there are people. I got back and my staff was like, well, Kev, we got to be careful talking to the Proud Boys. And I said, careful about what? Well, you know, people think, I don't really care. If somebody wants me to come speak and we can make it happen, I'm going to go speak. I'm going to go, hey, guys, so look, you tell me what you stand for. I'm going to tell you what I stand for. And where we agree, we agree. Where we don't agree, we disagree. For example, I don't agree with the Proud Boys lifestyle. None of my business. So anyway, it was one of the clips that caught my eye caught my ear in this case. Because Laura Ingraham saying that they know this now. It's not even a question of do we think it. I don't know how they know that they do geo-tracking. Is it a 2,000 mules kind of thing where they knew where everybody was? I don't know. But Laura Ingraham is saying 40 informants were part of the audience. Informants for what? And if the D.C. police were really the ones, you know, stirring up mess, I want to know who they are. And you know what else I'd like? I'd like them to be fired. Then I'd like to know who authorized it. Who authorized these guys to go out and be part of this and part of this lie? I want them fired. And then I want to know who called the guy who authorized the D.C. police to do it. Maybe it's a superintendent. I want that person fired. Then I want to know who called the superintendent, who then called the captain or the lieutenant and the sergeant and got them to do whatever they did. I want those people fired. Isn't it time that we as conservatives start getting some skins on the wall? 40 informants? Where's the investigation, Christopher Wray?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.